More than 500,000 volunteers have signed up to a scheme to deliver food and medicines to vulnerable people. More than 500,000 people have signed up to become volunteers for the NHS since the recruitment drive was launched yesterday. The Prime Minister said they would provide an absolutely crucial role when they help to deliver food and medicines, drive patients to appointments, and phone people who may be isolated. Judith Moritz has been speaking to some of them.
The NHS asked for help and thousands have replied. An army of volunteers, growing all the time, who've signed up online to do their bit. Pete Elwick is self-isolating but keen to help others and rushed to register last night.
We're very conscious of the help that we're getting from family, friends. It wasn't to make it obvious if there was anything that I could do. And this just seemed the obvious thing as soon as I heard about it. I suspect that some people will be just pleased to have a voice on the end of the phone, or even to have a phone call at all.
The NHS has advertised four separate volunteer roles through the app Good Sam. Those who can't leave home can offer phone support to those feeling lonely. Other options are to help collecting shopping and supplies for those who are self-isolating, transporting patients who are fit for discharge, and delivering equipment and medicines for NHS services, including pharmacies. The volunteers will be a vital part of the effort to cope in this crisis, according to the Medical Director of NHS England, Professor Stephen Powis.
There's no health system in the world that would cope if coronavirus gets out of control. So, yes, the NHS is stepping up. Our wonderful staff are doing all they can to ensure that we respond to this crisis. But we also need the public to step up as volunteers to help us.
The number of people signing up continues to rise. The NHS says it's possible to volunteer and stay safe through social distancing so that everyone can play a part during this emergency.